Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Luseberg, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in. As you know, if you've listened before, we have an ongoing discussion about the meaning of success. What success means to you, what it means to me, what it means to our neighbors down the street, our coworkers, our colleagues, our friends, it's all very unique. We all get to define what it is for ourselves. You know, there's that old quote about success is the journey, not a destination. And I believe that journey begins with the development of our inner success. And it's up to us to enjoy that journey and everywhere that it takes us. Sometimes detours off the beaten path, off of things, away from things that we thought would happen that are now turning into different paths and different ways of defining our success. Choosing to change, choosing to see things differently, creating more self-awareness, more confidence, better communication skills, all of those help us build what we believe to be success for ourselves. And yes, we can still have those bright and shiny objects that might define success, but as we go along on this journey, increasing our inner success, developing ourselves personally and individually, sometimes the meaning and value we place on those bright and shiny things drops away, and they become less and less important. So what we have is a perfect reason to create an inner vision, to use our imaginations and create what it is we want in our lives. Today's episode is called, Which Came First? The Chicken? The Egg? So what about that? Which did come first, the chicken or the egg? Well, I'm not sure. Science was not my strong suit. But how about this one? Which comes first, seeing or believing? Now, I do know a little something about that. Well, I'll believe that when I see it, or I'll see it when I believe it. Do you always need some proof that something's possible? Or can you believe it without any proof at all? I do believe that's worth pondering a bit. Belief is a powerful thing. Paired with your imagination, you might say that the world is at your fingertips. Dr. Einstein said it best, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world, stimulating progress, giving birth to evolution. Let me read that quote again. Sometimes we only note that first sentence as the common quote from Dr. Einstein, but here's the whole thing. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world, stimulating progress, giving birth to evolution. What you want for your life, it's truly possible. You just have to believe it. Now, I've spoken many times here and written many words about having a vision, about what you really want for your life, taking the time to determine what that is for yourself. Now you add imagination into the picture, clarity, visual reminders, affirmations, and mantras. You've done all those things, right? You now have a mental picture and the feelings that go with it in your mind. These are all things that I've written about and talked about in the past, creating that life around what it is that we have in mind, getting clarity around it, having some reminders, having some sticky notes, having vision boards, thinking positive thoughts, affirming what it is we want, building that habit in ourselves and believing that we can have and create what it is we want. By mentally visualizing your vision, you're training your mind to seek out what matches that vision, to be on the lookout like a radar, to catch what it is that matches what you've been thinking about in your imagination. Your mind is a problem-solving machine. Your thoughts are its food. So why not feed it only the best, most positive, and desirable of diets? Your thoughts about what you want and the mental pictures you create will eventually become your life. If you don't like your life, change your thoughts about it, plain and simple. Tired of that boring job? Think about where you'd rather work. Picture that in your mind. Mad that you didn't go to or finish college? Think about how you can fit in some night classes and get back on track. Picture getting that degree. Sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Think about feeling healthy, fit, energized, body that way. First, believe it's possible. Then you'll see it in your mind's eye. Then you will start taking actions toward those goals, towards those dreams, toward that vision. Believe what you desire is possible, that your vision for your future is attainable. Think about it first thing in the morning and last thing at night. Keep reinforcing it with all of those aforementioned reminders, those sticky notes, that vision board, those affirmations, especially that mental picture. And let your mind, your imagination, go to work. So which comes first for you? Seeing it already in form so then you can believe it? Or believing it's possible, having faith that it will happen, then realizing that through your actions and your thoughts, it's coming true right before your eyes? What will you choose to believe before you can see it? I'm choosing to believe that I can be a good tap dancer versus talking myself out of trying. Lessons start this week. It all begins with a thought, your choice of thoughts. What you want is right there in your imagination. One more from Dr. Einstein before I end this episode. Logic will get you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere. So there you have it. This week's episode, some food for thought to keep you growing in success, in that inner success, that personal individual growth that we are all privy to because we're in this journey called life, and remembering that success is a journey, not the destination. I love this quote that a friend of mine has shared with me. Success is not about being better than someone else. It's about being better than you used to be. And that's what we do by changing our thoughts, working with our imagination, envisioning what it is we want. Please connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+, and do visit my website, debbielusberg.com, to learn more about my training, coaching services, other products that I have there. And remember, there's not one thing you need to add. You only need to uncover what's already inside you, that inner success. For long-term, steady success, it all begins inside. It begins with your thinking, being aware of what you're spending your time focusing on. Don't like what you see? Change your thoughts about it. Or as one of my favorite American philosophers says, change your thinking, change your life. That's Dr. Ernest Holmes. Your success starts with you, your thoughts about it, the choices you make, and the actions you take. There's a you in success, in that unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, choose to have a great week.